I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the weather in the early spring has been quite a teaser, but it may have already jump-started the fishing activity, and now is the time to get after the big ones. We'll tell you a little more about it coming up in a moment. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. When the temperatures jumped into the 70s last week, there weren't many outdoorsmen in the state who could contain themselves and their desire to get out on the water. DNR fisheries biologist Frank Jernasek says that weather has also primed the water for good fishing, especially with the cool water species.
Water temperatures are up probably 6 to 8 degrees in the last week or so. So they're right in this 48 to 50 degree range in a lot of places, which is really super. It came up pretty quickly. Flows are still above normal, but approaching normal in a lot of our streams. So everything is just right.
Jernasek suggests checking the stream flows through the DNR website before you leave for a day of fishing to ensure the water is accommodating. But he says sometimes you just have to get out on the water when you can.
Don't let the water conditions now be a problem. They aren't. Again, they're still above normal. But when you look at the long range gauges, they are nearly what they should be for this time of the year.
On the West Virginia rivers, now is the prime time to be catching sizable smallmouth bass, muskie, and walleye, particularly on New River.
I worked on the river last year one night at this time, and we found loads of big walleye. I'm talking about 20-inch plus walleyes, big smallmouth, and even some muskies, all in the same place and at the same time. Okay, and we were on the river above what I would have considered my fishable level, but it's fishable.
River levels will fluctuate, but for the next several weeks, it's all about size and not necessarily numbers of fish.
When we look at the catch records, this is a time now for big smallmouth bass. Okay, you won't catch a lot, but you'll catch the big ones from right now through the next month and a half.
And that's because generally those fish are in the spawn or pre-spawn spawn stage of their life cycle.
Fish are getting ready to spawn. Well, the muskies and saugers are spawning now, as are the walleye. So, and the spawning fish are more concentrated. So, in some particular cases, those are easier to target because you have a good idea of where they are at. Also, they are larger fish right now because they are in spawning conditions, so they're much heavier.
One final thought from Jernasek. The river gauges are your most important guide right now, and you can check them daily through links at the DNR website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.